Simon & Schuster Audio presents Lucky by Marissa Stapley. Read by Sunila Nonkani.
This book is for my mother, Valerie, 1951 to 2020, who taught me to be brave and resilient, but not how to grift. That I had to research. The world is full of trickery, but let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Max Ehrmann. Desiderata. February 1982, New York City. Someone had left a baby outside the nunnery, and it was Margaret Jean's night to listen for the door. The rest of the sisters had their earplugs in and couldn't hear the wails that pierced the air. But still, she stayed motionless in her bed, hoping someone else would wake and relieve her of the drama. Sister Francine, for example, who loved to be busy. Sister Danielle, who had a solution for everything. The baby's cries grew louder, and still no one else woke. Margaret Jean touched the gold crucifix around her neck. She had been at the nunnery only a few months. She was still undergoing her aspirancy. The nuns were supposed to decide the following week if she could become one of their order. This was the first night she had been left in charge. A test. She wasn't really Catholic. She had forged a baptismal certificate. It had seemed like a brilliant con, her best one yet, to pose as a young woman seeking to pledge her life to the church. No one would ever look for her here. She would be safe. Except, she was expected to be a saint, and she wasn't one. The crying continued. It was freezing out there. The child could die. She forced herself to stand, pull on a cardigan, and move off down the hall, a flashlight in hand. She pushed hard against the wind to open the front door. A little bundle rested on the middle stair. Pink blankets. A tiny fist, curled and shaking. Dear God, if only this could be someone else's problem. Margaret Jean found herself praying. This habit was as
sample complete. Ready to continue?